IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hello and welcome back to IRS on the Road. We're so glad to be with you wherever you are and whenever it is.
Seasons. The seasons are changing. Spring is coming. March. I remember as a boy thinking March was spring because the wind blew and you could go fly your kite.
Right. And sort of is. But wow, it's finally we're out, except that it's going to be raining all week, but and snowing up where we are, Park City. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about today.
And, you know, speaking of seasons, may I remind you, honey, that we are now in our 14th season. And in our case, the season is a year. And we do at least 50 of these podcasts every year. So if you want to know how long we've been talking at you, just multiply 14 times 50.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. But we're always happy to join you. And we've got some fun things to talk about today.
We really do. We want to talk a little about books today. We've been kind of a theme of books for a little while, and we want to talk about some of the things we're really into and working on and writing on. And one of those things is grandparenting. Now, if you're a parent, a young parent or whatever, and don't tune out, because a lot of what we're trying to do these days has to do with connecting parents and grandparents in a way that really works, in a way that has synergy, in a way that has teamwork, in a way that benefits the children. And what we're finding as we travel around and talk to grandparents and parents is that the closer that relationship is between generations one and two, grandparents and the parents, the better it is for generation three, the grandkids.
Now, don't think that we don't realize that really parenting those grandchildren is none of our business. we have to be sure that we don't overstep our bounds, because I was just with some women last weekend. And
you're saying the grandparents have got to be really careful not to step on the toes of the parents, or,
right,
or sort of take over, or
right.
Yeah.
And it can go both ways, the takeover or completely dump it on the kids and say, good luck, I'm going off to Salt City and we're going to have fun.
Yeah, I did my parenting. Now it's your turn.
And there's some of that, you know, there's a good medium to find, because there are a lot of issues when you're raising grandchildren. I mean, when you're dealing with grandchildren. So I know some of you live next door to your grandchildren. Some of you live thousands of miles from your grandchildren, but there are some fun things that you can do to be in touch.
Yeah, there really are. And in the first half of the show, we're going to talk a little about this grandparenting relationship with parents and with kids. And we're going to focus a little specifically on grandfathers, because so often we find the grandmas were pretty involved with the kids, but maybe the grandpa isn't quite as much. That's a generality. That's not by any means always true. But we're going to talk a little about that. And then the second half of the show, we're going to talk about books in a more general sense and remind you or tell you about our site on the web that we're really proud of. Well, proud's the wrong word. We're just happy with it. It's because it's called IRS Free Books. And it's our attempt to make everything we've ever written available to everyone who wants it for free. So we're going to get to that a little in the second half.
Okay, but going back to the grandfather not being quite as involved as the grandmother, we went to Grandparents' Day this week. It was so fun. We went
at the elementary school where three of our grandkids go.
We went from Salt Lake City to Provo, which is about an hour away. But it was so interesting to observe the grandparents. Some were totally engaged with their grandkids and so excited. And they had a little family tree that you could fill out and ask questions you could ask the grandparents. But did you notice the grandfather that was sitting right by me? He never said a word to
He was
anybody. He
disengaged.
was totally disengaged. So we hope that wasn't you, and probably not,
Yeah, I mean,
but
we hope you're not listening if you were that person.
right. But it really is interesting how some people are naturally engaged with their grandchildren, and sometimes it is an effort. We have to think about it. But I think it's really so important to do that.
That was a really interesting experience. That it was just lunch. Come to school with your grandchildren and just have school lunch. And
Yeah, it was
school
great.
lunch itself brought back.
A lot of memories, a lot of memories. It is really interesting because, first of all, I used to be the one that was organizing Grandparents' Day. And then
Right.
suddenly I'm the grandparent just coming. And I was so appreciated just somebody setting food in front of me. One of the kids went and got trays for us. And it was really, really fun. I have to say, it's a little more fun to be on the other side.
Yeah, well, and we went around and saw each of our three grandkids in this one school. We saw each of their school rooms and so on. And it gave me just a real healthy appreciation for elementary schools. This is such a cute elementary school, and seeing all their work and meeting the teachers. This school's a Chinese immersion school, so each of these three kids have an English teacher and a Chinese teacher.
Yeah, they do half a day with the English teacher and half a day with Chinese teacher. And we are so grateful that they do this. It is so fun to see this darling young man who's a sixth grader really speaking pretty fluent Chinese. He's been
Yeah,
doing this for a lot of years.
they were talking to each other, the three of them, in Chinese, and we're like, well, what are you saying? That made me cough. But let's talk about the grandfather relationship for a little while. We want to read you just some little excerpts from a new book that we're working on, I'm working on, Linda's helping me. And Linda's sort of featured in this little preface, and I want you to just hear part of it. One of the problems of being a grandpa is that your wife is probably a lot better grandparent than you are. That has certainly been the case in our family. Linda seems to have a gift for discerning the hearts of our grandkids, knowing what they need, knowing how to give it. And it seems like she's always doing things for them and is with them. She even has Grammy camps for them every summer. As a grandpa, I was feeling like a slug. One day I was thinking about how I could step it up a little, and I asked myself what I most wanted to give to my grandchildren. The answer wasn't financial help or more fun or more travel. The answer was that I wanted to try to share with them the principles that I felt could help to make their lives happier and more productive. So one quiet Sunday afternoon, I wrote a list of grandfather's principles. The next week, I read a couple of them to some of my older grandkids in hopes of engaging them a little. It fell flat. Their looks seemed to say, "When will this lecture end?" I tried changing the name to grandfather's beliefs, grandfather's tips, but those didn't work any better. Then one summer at our family reunion, while I was with some of our elementary age kids, grandkids, I repurposed my list as grandfather's secrets. And boom, I suddenly had their interest and their attention. I even had their curiosity. Things got better from there. That's the first part of this little preface, because the name of this book is Grandfather's Secrets. But we want to read you a little from the introduction that follows, because it sort of gets into the question that I think all grandparents ask themselves. And I think the question that a lot of parents deal with in terms of how much help do I want from my parents on my kids, and how can we engage the two together, and so on. And it kind of comes down to this question of what legacy we want to leave with them. So even though I'm writing this to their grandpas, this part is certainly applicable to any grandparent, a grandpa or a grandma. And let's just read you a little of this and see if it piques your curiosity. It starts out this way. There are some questions which, once asked, won't go away until you answer them.
I think once you had answered it for yourself, what are the 10 most important things I know, the 10 most important things I want my grandkids to know? You couldn't stop thinking about it, and the question itself kept expanding and getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, let's read this in the first person because this could be a grandpa or a grandma talking now and see if this kind of relates to anything that you have thought before. So this question, what do I want to leave? What is my legacy? What do I want my grandkids to remember me for? That question just keeps expanding.
Well, the emotional and spiritual legacy.
What emotional and
That's
spiritual
the
legacy do
important
you
part.
want?
What do you want to leave with the grandkids? What do you want them to remember about you? What truths do you want them to identify you with? What principles or practices will protect them as they grow toward adulthood? If you had a magic wand, what qualities would you bequeath upon them? What do you really think are the keys to their happiness?
I remember the very day that those questions started flooding in on me. It was a vibrant spring morning, and I was at our family summer home at Bear Lake, Idaho. I was getting the place opened up after the long winter and beginning to plan our family reunion when all nine of our children and their families would join us from all over the world, as we do every year. They would converge on the lake in July for games, discussions, traditions, cousin bonding, meals, debates, planning, water skiing, sunsets, stargazing, all the things that we'd been doing there for 3 decades since our kids were small and the grandkids unimagined.
It's true that happened a long time before the littlest ones were even here.
Now, Linda's reading my part here as well, but we're breaking it up so you'll get the idea of it.
I've been realizing progressively how different grandparenting was than parenting, and how different my relationship and my responsibility with my grandkids was than with their own kids. I've been trying to more clearly define this newer stewardship of generation one for generation three, trying to understand how I could be proactive and effective in it without stepping on the toes of our children, the parents.
I saw it as an opportunity. I had total access to these remarkable young kids, and the love between us was palpable. Yet I didn't have the responsibility or obligation of discipline, of correction, or even of teaching, clothing, eating, and housing. I was free just to be with them, to appreciate them, to praise them, to encourage them, to accept and admire them without judging or monitoring them. I could teach them whatever I wanted.
And that begged the question, what did I want to teach them?
That's the question we all ask ourselves as grandparents, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And before you go on, I think it's important to point out that there are a lot of grandparents, some grandparents, who are caring for their grandchildren every day,
Yes,
full time.
exactly.
And
The parent role and the grandparent role has
yes,
converged.
it's kind of become one. And so that makes it even more tricky. There are a lot of mothers that have to go back to work to support their family. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, you get the idea. That's one book we're excited about, Grandfather Secrets or Grandparent's Secret. Let's take a little break, Linda, and then when we come back, let's roll that discussion into something a little larger about what we're trying to do with all of our books and how available we're trying to make them to parents or grandparents anywhere in the world, anytime, for free.
so hang on, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back, talking about the joys of grandparenting and the responsibility that comes with it, because we think it's so important for these kids to really know what we love and what we want them to know.
You know, a little while ago, a few years ago, actually, now, we kind of got it in our minds that what we would really like to do is to have all of our books for free. And do you remember that discussion, Linda?
Yes, I do. And it's so much easier than trying to promote them and get them in people's hands and working with a publisher and all that stuff. It's just really been fun.
Let us read you the little introduction on this web page we're going to give you in the second half of the show, and you'll get the idea of why we were thinking the way we were.
What we are saying to parents and grandparents is, hello, we're Richard and Linda Iyer. For more than 30 years, we've been writing books for parents on families, life balance, and parenting.
We published with Random House, Simon & Schuster, St. Martin's Press, Deseret Book, McGraw-Hill, and Penguin. But we've found a publisher that we think is better than any of them. It is us. It is ourselves. It is avoiding all the middlemen and getting books directly to those who want them for free. And it is getting them to people quicker, with more interaction and feedback for us.
You know, I wrote a book years ago called I Didn't Plan to Be a Witch, and it was very popular among mothers because we all feel that. But I was just speaking at it to a group of moms a couple of weeks ago, and it was so fun to just say, you know, there are some crazy things that's dated in some ways because it's when I was raising my kids. But if you want to look at a crazy lifestyle and identify with that, just go to IyersFreeBooks.com. And it was fun to just say, you can find it there. If you want a good laugh, if you want to feel better about yourself, just go for it.
So let us read you a little more on this website, and then we'll tell you how to get there. And we'll even share, and that's a perfect start, Linda. I think if you... it's so interesting. When we go around and someone comes up to Linda and says, are you Linda Iyer? I read I Didn't Plan to Be a Witch.
Are you that witch that was in that book? And truly, sometimes it is true. We just have a meltdown and just become really witchy. But I just gathered all the crazy experiences that I had with the kids.
Oh, now I've thought of this for years. But remember, you got a letter one time.
Oh,
quite
yes.
Ominous and threatening, yes. From
the Salem Witch Society.
We
shouldn't be laughing.
Were they asking you to join, or were they resisting?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They were saying, you're using that word in the wrong way. That's not what we mean. And they were serious about it. So luckily that came and went without some serious repercussions.
Anyway, a little more to kind of introduce this web page that we're going to share with you today. It says the goal. Well, it says we hope you will like this approach as much as we do. So here's our philosophy of what books should be in today's world and our new mission statement about how to make it happen. The goal
is to make all our books available online for free. How is that possible? It's possible because they're books, because they're our books. We own the copyrights and are more interested in getting them to the maximum number of people than in making them generate the maximum amount of money.
So the next question is, why are you doing it? Well, parenting is difficult today. It's harder, and it's fraught with more challenges than at any other time in history. We're really convinced of that. Parenting is...
It's so
not
hard.
Just it's what every generation thought, but it is so, so true today. Kids don't come with owner's manuals and assembly instructions, and most parents and grandparents don't have time to analytically and deliberately calculate a family and parenting strategy to match all the needs of their kids and all the trauma of our time. We've been able to do exactly that kind of analysis ourselves in our books, and we're trying to share that for anyone who really wants to have it.
And we have to say here for a moment that our grandparenting books are still in circulation. They still own the copyrights to those, but hopefully we'll get all of those on there eventually.
Yeah.
Because books have been good to us. We're now at a point where we want to give back and to give their content to the growing number of parents who need help. We think families are the basic unit of our society and of our economy, and we believe that the most important work anyone does is within the walls of his or her home, and that no other success can compensate for failure in the family. That you probably recognize those.
Yeah, those are great quotes. So let us highlight just a few of them, but let us give you this website now, and we'll mention it again at the end. It's pretty simple. It's just called eyresfreebooks.com. So our name with an S on it, EYRES.
Be sure you spell it right, because everybody does it the other way around. EYRES. Thank you.
Yes, and Jane Eyre. Thank goodness for the book Jane Eyre. People know how to spell our name because of that. So Eyres Free Books. And by the way, remember, people still call you Jane every once in a while.
Yeah, they do call me Jane. But the funniest thing I ever had with that name is that we were down at the senior games in St. George one summer, and we walked in, and one of the referees came over to me and said, I saw your book in the drugstore. And I thought, ooh, I've never seen our books in the drugstore. Really? What is it? He said, Jane Eyre. Oh my gosh. I wish that was my book, but no, I'm sorry.
So when you go to irishfreebooks.com, there's a list of between 20 and 30 book. The list is growing. It's almost up to 30 now that you can. They're books, you just click on them, and they come instantly on your screen, and they're completely available and free. And they're kind of fun to read online like this because you can mark them or take excerpts from them or anything that you want to do. And there is also a link on there to contact us if you want. And to your point, Linda, there's a big orange little thing, a little part on the webpage that says what you just said, that our new books are not available yet for free, but there's a link that you can click to there where even on the brand new books that have just come out, if you come from this website, you can get a 40% discount on them. But let's go back to the free ones.
But yeah, let me just look, because we are on this site right now and I have not thought of these books for so long. You started writing books a long time before I joined you. But here's one from 1972. Woo, that's a long time ago. The very first one that you did called I Challenge You, I Promise You. And you did that with a co-author, our dear Elder Paul H. Dunn. And that was amazing. That was an amazing story. But
I was still a graduate student when we wrote that together. And that really launched us in a lot of ways. And it's fun to look back through these because the second book that we ever did that you helped a lot on was called Relationships. And it shows that even way back then, we were at least vaguely conscious that what mattered most in life was not achievements, but relationships. And then, you know, there's a book, an early book on joy, and there's a book on the Savior called What Manner of Man. And then comes the real breakthrough book for us that we have so many memories about.
Teaching Children Joy. That was 1980. Whoa, that was a long time ago. But that was spawned a whole huge network of parents who really thought it was important to teach their little children joy instead of math and reading. And of course, math and reading are important for little kids, you know, if they're
the joy of gifted. Math and reading.
But yeah, teach the joy of that. So it really was the first of many, and that went through a lot of rotations. We happened to be doing a TV show in San Francisco one day, and there was a publisher of another company who happened to see what we were talking about, and she called and said, I want those books we were doing, Teaching Children Joy and Responsibility. And we're starting a new family arm of our publishing company, and we want to do that. So we've had so many blessings like that have just dropped into our laps.
Well, and the reason that one's so dear to us, Teaching Children Joy, is it's the first book we ever co-authored together. And it's when I figured out that Linda was a better writer than me and could tell stories better. And
not so.
We had to kind of come together and do it. And then I even did one early on called Simplified Husbandship, Simplified Fathership. And then my one and only novel, The Awakening. These are all the books. We're just going down this list of books that are free now on this website. And then came Teaching Responsibility that you mentioned. Then came your first book that was completely done on your own, that was really powerful.
A Joyful Mother of Children. And then, wow, this is really takes us back to a long time ago. We wrote some children's books. We wrote books about death,
remember,
and about birth. You did.
And remember the fable? We actually wrote one fable.
That's
Mother,
true.
Father, and the Family That Worked. We got to go reread that. And then
we did one called Teaching Children Charity for Teenagers. I mean, the responsibility was kind of for the middle-aged kids. And then we did one called Teaching Children Charity, which was soaked up by a national publisher, and they called it Teaching Children Sensitivity.
Yeah.
Charity was too religious, you know. So we did that. Then a life balance, a whole book on life balance.
And then came.
And then I Didn't Plan to Be a Witch. Those were the days.
Then we got into our favorite words. There's a book, early book called Stewardship of the Heart, and another one called Serendipity of the Spirit. And then our second bestseller of all time, Three Steps to a Strong Family. Remember that one, honey?
Yeah, I do. That's amazing. And the one that I really liked the best of your off the wall books was little parables turned around. Don't just do something, sit there. And so you changed a lot of things around that we think, oh yeah, that's good, but no, this is better. Don't just do something, sit there, sit down and think about your life.
And then came another bestseller, How to Talk to Your Child About Sex. How could that not be a bestseller with a title like that? We're just about out of time, but we want you to look through there. And if you skip to the end, there's the first book at the very end of this list on irishfreebooks.com called Opening the Door to Family Revelation. It's a book we wrote with our daughter, Sadie. And it is actually only available on this website. Nowhere else.
Yeah, we had fun doing this with her. As it turns out, our kids turned out being better writers than we were. Our daughters are now doing a really fun podcast together, and it's called
In the Arena.
In the Arena with the Iris Sisters. And if you want some fun, just tune into that. If you're a grandparent, it's fun to listen to, but turn it over to your kids, because they are ranging in age from they're different generations.
Yes, they're
our oldest and our youngest daughter, which is 16 years apart, are doing this. And then our two middle daughters, Saren's the oldest, Shawnee, Sadie, and Charity.
Which sometimes we confuse. So thanks for being with us today. We just wanted to kind of reflect back, and we wanted to introduce you listeners to Ayers on the Road, to ayersfreebooks.com. We just invite you to spend a few minutes on that site and click on any of these books that interest you and get them for free. And also, again, don't forget that at the beginning of that website, there is a a couple of links. One of them goes to all of our books, a complete list of all the books, even the ones we haven't got the copyrights back for yet, including the new ones, and even including two that are in the works right now. And then there's also a link to our current publisher, Familius. The minute you click on it, it'll show you the 40% discount on the very newest books. So we just, you know, it's all about sharing. One way to state our goal, I think, in life right now, Linda, is create a dialogue among parents all over the world where we're talking more to each other, we're learning from each other, we're tying it into our own parents, the grandparents. We're not lonely in this business of raising our families. We're connected.
And we want you to know that we realize we're talking to an astute audience who also have your own wonderful ideas with your children as a parent or as a grandparent. And so we acknowledge that. Thank you if you wouldn't be listening if you weren't a great parent or grandparent. So thank you so much. And we hope to see you next time on Ayers on the Road.
See you then.